Good morning. Yesterday we learned in Maseches Klayim, Perek Gimel, we learned Mishnah Aleph, and the Mishnah described to us that if a person has a very small piece of property and he would like to plant on this 6x6, 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, he wants to plant a lot of different vegetables. The halacha is, he's allowed to do it. And we described exactly how it would work out, because as we explained, since it's not a field, it's just simple rows of vegetables, he's allowed to line them up in a way where it's halachically acceptable. And we explained throughout this Masechta and yesterday as well, that as long as two different rows meet each other only at a point, that's fine. So if you take one row and you meet it against another row, but they don't actually line up with each other at any point, rather the points just hit each other, that would be fine. So we described that you could have four rows on the four sides, and you could have one diamond in the middle. It's like this, nothing's touching at any point in time where it's flush against the other one, rather it only meets at a point. That was yesterday's Mishnah. We gave a bunch of different examples of how that can work. We describe what would happen if you were to make another rim around it, which would be one more tefach, which would extend this piece of property to be an 8x8 instead of being a 6x6. And in such a case, we described how a person's able to get 13 different vegetables into that small patch. And as a matter of fact, we even found that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can get even more if you make even more of a creative design in the middle. But ultimately, again, what we described yesterday was that you can indeed plant a lot of different meanim, a lot of different species together in one small piece of property if you do it right. Mishnah Beis continues along the same lines. It's a continuation of yesterday's Mishnah, and writes as follows: Kol min zerayim ein zarim baruga. So now we have to understand that this whole concept is only relevant to something which is not called zerayim. The Rambam writes, we didn't really get into this, but the Rambam writes very clearly that there are different types of seeds which are customary to plant in different fashions. Stuff which are called zerayim, seeds which are called zerayim, are generally planted in a field. You have a whole crop of them. For example, wheat. You don't plant one row of wheat. You have a whole field of wheat. However, when it comes to vegetables, those are not called zrayim anymore. Those are already called yarakas. Yarakas generally are planted in rows. The way the Rambam explains it is, that stuff which are seeds, which are normally planted in a mass amount, you mass produce this, that's something which you cannot plant in such a field as we described yesterday. It would only be relevant to yarakas, to vegetables. Vegetables are normally planted just in rows to get that specific vegetable for whatever quantity you want. That would be acceptable. So says the Mishnah as follows: Kol min zrayim ein zarim baruga. Any seed which would classify as zrayim ein zarim baruga. You can't plant it in a row. In a row meaning in a row that, like we've described yesterday, where you are mixing a bunch of different rows together. Kol min yarakos zarim baruga. However, yarakos, vegetables which are normally planted only in one row, that you can plant in one row with whatever lumdus or whatever chap you came up with in yesterday's Mishnah to figure out how you're going to be able to mix them all together in one small field. Mishnah continues with examples. Chardal v'afunim, mustard, afunim, I believe is some type of bean. Hashufim, chardal v'afunim, hashufim. Hashufim, I think it means that they were rinsed or were polished up. Afunim, to my knowledge, are a type of beans or legumes, or whatever they would be called. Those are minzrayim. Afunim agamalim, these beans which are for the gamlanim, again, I don't know what they look like, but they are different types of beans. Those are considered to be yarakas. Now, I should have mentioned that the Mishnah seems to be giving examples of what would be permitted to plant because they're considered yarakas, what would be asur to plant, what would be prohibited because it's considered zrayim. There are those that explain it the opposite. And they explain that the Mishnah gave us the rule. The rule is that if it's considered a vegetable, if it's something which is normally planted in an aruga, you could do what we did yesterday. If it's considered zrayim, you can't plant it. The exception is the following two cases. So there are two different explanations of this Mishnah, but ultimately the rule that we learn from the Mishnah is that this whole idea of doing acrobatics to fit a bunch of different types of plants in one small area would only be relevant if it's something which is normally planted in small quantities in just rows. However, with something which is normally planted in in a larger amount for mass produce, that would not work, even if you plant it in just in one small row. Mishnah continues. Gvol shaya gvaya tavach v'nes mayit. We described yesterday that you made this gvol, this little one tavach area around your field. So now what I did not mention was that it has to be that it's off the ground. You raise it a little bit off the ground. So now you have your field, which is 6x6. You have this little border around that field, which is another tefach around. So you make it into an 8x8. So that has to be raised off the ground one tefach. Now you did that. You planted it properly. Now, for whatever reason it was, either came a storm or something came along and v'nismayit. It got much smaller. Now it's lower down and it's level with the rest of the field. The halacha is kosher. You're allowed to keep it that way. You do not need to take out your plants. Why? Since you planted it right. The halacha is, you are not mechuyev to take it down. It's not a problem of mekayim, klayim. It's not an issue of holding klayim in your field since you did it right in the first place. Now the Mishnah has one more case, a telem. You have a far of amasamayim, or a little stream. Shema mukim tefach, it is deep one tefach. So the halacha is zerin l'soichem shloish zerainim. You can now plant around that area three different plants. Echad mikan, one on one side, echad mikan, one on the other side, echad ba'emtza, one will be in the middle, and the Rav Mibar Tanur explains, we have to make sure that there's going to be a tefach and a half in between each plant. That is the general rule of thumb. We explained yesterday already that there's a machlekes rishonim, how much space needs to be left. Aside from Shitas Rashi, most of the rishonim are of the opinion that as long as you have 1.5 tefachim, around 5.5 to 6 inches of space, that's enough to separate between two different species. And that would be the case here as well. If you have this furrow in the ground, you have this little trench, so then you could plant one on both sides and one in the middle, as long as you'll have a tefach and a half between each plant. We'll stop here at Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.